Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
So many women have been hurt significantly by men, which is so tragic. You know, verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. And so, you know, you can understand even why sometimes this type of language of, you know, calling a guy a warrior or saying he's here to fight might make some women uncomfortable. And you know, they've been hurt by strength gone bad. I think what's really healing is when a woman sees a man use strength for something virtuous, and when she feels protected, and when she feels cherished, and when she feels honored. And so, you know, one thing I'm really encouraged about is I did write the book for men. I kind of even joked around with women and said, if you're reading this, you know, put it down. It's not for you. Kind of knowing that might egg them on to read more, you know.
Very smart, by the way.
That's the way you are.
Exactly.
You know? But what I've been blessed is to know that there are a lot of women that are actually saying, oh, I didn't realize that I was not helping my husband, or in this way, I was not empowering my teenage son. And so I really do want to help the men to see that God has called you to more than just walking away. You know, in society today, you know, we just don't have a lot of examples. And men, I think we're fighting for the wrong things. We're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for promotion. We're fighting for material things. And then when a marriage gets tough, a lot of times men just walk away. They give up. You know, it's tragic, the absence of fathers, that, you know, men just often hand the kids off to the women and are not as involved. And we've got men that even call themselves Christians and, you know, aren't standing up for righteousness in the workplace and are not being a light of influence where they are. And so I'm really, Susie, trying to encourage men that God put more in you. And just like Jesus, who was full of love and mercy and grace, he also was willing to draw a line in the sand and say, I've got to stand up for what's right. You can't go there. You can't, you know, you can't do this on my watch. And he'd stand the Pharisees down or topple tables in the temple whenever money changers were perverting the use of God's house. That it should have been a place of worship. And so I'm hoping that it will really empower men to rise up, man up, be men of God, and say, there's some things worth fighting for. And by God's power, these are fights that we are going to win.